If you're up for a little stargazing, now might be a good time to do so. There's a new moon coming up on October 2nd, so with relatively warm temperatures and clear skies, conditions could be quite good. Plus, the Orionids meteor shower is about to begin. By around 10:30 p.m. or so, the constellation Pegasus should be visible overhead and a bit to the south. Also around that time, Taurus the Bull will be in the east, Aquarius and Capricorn to the southwest, and Hercules near the western horizon. By around midnight, Orion will start to show up in the eastern horizon, and of course there are other constellations as well. Then there are the Orionids. The Orionid meteor shower occurs every fall as the Earth passes through the debris field of Halley's Comet. The Earth enters the debris field on October 2nd, and will continue through it until November 7th. The peak viewing period will be on the evening of October 21st and early morning hours of the 22nd. A waning gibbous moon will interfere a bit with visibility then, but if the sky is clear, there could be up to 20 meteors per hour. However, the Orionids are known for their unpredictability and occasionally having several peak periods, so it might be worth keeping your eyes out on the night sky for the next few weeks. Comets are mixtures of ice, rock, and dust. Think of them as dirty snowballs a few miles in diameter. When comets pass near the sun, the heat causes the comet to shed ice and particles. These mostly sand-sized pieces of ice and rock create a debris field in outer space. When the Earth passes through these debris fields, the pieces collide with the atmosphere and become glowing hot. Viewed from Earth, they're falling stars, or more accurately, meteors. If you need some help identifying constellations, there's an abundance of resources in your local library, bookstores, and internet to help you with navigating the night sky. And as they say, there's an app for that. Actually, there are several. So find a dark place on a nice clear night, lay back, and take in the show. I put links to sources of information on the constellations, including an app review from Outside Magazine, as well as information on Orionid's meteor shower along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lehrer.